Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Matheny, and she is the head librarian, the director of the Griswold Public Library. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, we're going to talk some about the Griswold Library, but before that, we really need to kind of talk about all libraries in Cass County because you have a big event coming up.
Yeah, we have a trivia night coming up, and we've done it for about 3 years, and it has been so much fun.
When is it, and where is it, and kind of give us those details we need to know.
It's at the Griswold Community Center on March 7th at 5 o'clock, and the deadline is March 1st.
Okay, so
to sign up.
You got to kind of get yourself a team, or do you have to have a team, or can you just show up?
It's $150 for a team. That's 11, or sorry, that is 8 people, and it's $20 for an individual, and if you would like pizzas, if you order them in advance, they're $11 a piece.
Okay, so you can come to have your evening meal and chat. What's better than having a discussion and some fun around pizza?
So, yeah.
And do they call you, Facebook? How do people get their teams registered and order the pizza if they want?
They can go to any local library in Cass County and sign up, or they can go to our Facebook pages. And most of them, I know Griswold does, has the trivia night form on there.
Okay. And as you said, you've done this before. This is something that's been successful and you've done before. So, again, I guess I need to ask, can an individual participate or do you have to have the team?
You can do an individual and then we will put you onto a team.
Okay. And you just hope you get put with somebody who's really smart.
Well, I've got 2 individuals that have registered so far, and I would be really happy with them on my team.
Okay, that's good news, Lisa. And again, and we'll mention this again, but $20 per individual, is that correct?
Yep.
$150 for your team of 8. So
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the Cass County group. As I understand, not every county everywhere has this group of librarians that gets together.
No, once a month our Cass County librarians get together, and it's called Cass County Library Association, and we work together for pricing and different things to be able to offer more to our communities. We are able to do brain fuse a lot cheaper because we do it as a community. A lot of things, our population hits smaller than their lowest number, and if we do it all together, we can get it for the same price as each library picking something up.
And, you know, people who are not familiar with all the services libraries offer need to go online to the library and look at this and maybe ask for some help, because you have so many, many services that are offered online as well as in the library.
Yeah, and that's what the profits from this trivia night will go to, is online services. And we have things, all the libraries in Cass County offer books online through Bridges, so all you have to have is your library account number, and you can get books and audiobooks online. You can use online tutoring through BrainFuse. So from 2 o'clock to 11 o'clock every day, we have live tutoring.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we really have worked hard to go above and beyond to offer our area as much as possible with our small amounts of funding.
And working together is so much better. You know, there's a whole lot of institutions and other folks around, I probably shouldn't say the word politicians, but I'm going to, could learn from the Cass County Library Association about working together to accomplish the best. So let's talk a little bit then specifically about the Griswold Library, because I know the libraries that I'm familiar with in Cass County do offer so many activities and different kinds of things in addition to the online services. So what are some of the activities you have going on?
Well, we meet 2 to 3 Mondays a month with our 55-plus group, and we have different speakers come in. Angels comes in and talks about health things, and we have speakers that do educational or just full of interesting information. I know Brown Shoe Fit is coming to talk about choosing the right shoes. We've had people talk about balance and all sorts of different things. And then once a month, we do a movie night for that group. And that's coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock. And afterwards, we do pizza. So it's kind of a great way to get people out and enjoy some different activities that are free to the public.
It seems to me libraries are really working even more than they used to at making it centers for the community instead of just the coffee shops. The library becomes a center for discussion and visiting and finding out what's going on.
Yeah, and you have to continue to move forward and be forward thinking in your libraries and thinking about what your community wants and what they need. And we have a good group of 25 to 65 people that come on that Monday group. So obviously we're filling a need there. And we have several kids that come on our Wednesday after school programs. We usually have a program at 3 o'clock. This week we had Laura Canning talk about bees. And we will be making some posters for a poster contest. And the kids are getting excited about making some bee posters.
And we're not talking about 2 or 3 kids.
Oh, no. We're talking much more. Yesterday, we had around 65 kids after school. So quite a few kids.
Quite a few is right in any space. And now we're talking about the library space. And when you think about any of the libraries you might be familiar with, 65 kids would be a lot of kids. So I think, and maybe I'm just prejudiced because I know about Cass County, but I am so impressed with the libraries in Cass County, and we have one in almost every town.
Yeah, we do. We really are quite lucky, and we're quite lucky to just be able to work together as a team and provide the most for Cass County that is possible.
Mm-hmm. And where does funding come for our public libraries?
Our city provides the majority of our funding, and they have been very good to us. And then we get another large chunk from the Cass County supervisors for our rural residents. And honestly, our patrons do a fabulous job of donating in our businesses, especially for summer reading, when there's just not a lot of extra funding for that sort of thing, and our businesses in our local area really step up.
Does the library in every town, I think you probably know about it, do you have to have a library account in order to use the library?
No, you do not have to have a library account to use the library. You do have to have your town have a library or contracted with a library, in which all the libraries in Cass County here are contracted or have a library.
Okay. So anybody, of course, can walk into the library and use the facilities there and probably even take out a book. So what's the advantage of registering and having an account with your library?
Well, using Brain4Use and Bridges and being able to check out our books and our audiobooks. And if you haven't been into a library in a long time, we've expanded so much. I have cake pans and tools to do the cake decorating, and I have toolboxes to check out, and a digital camera that's a really nice one to check out, and audio equipment, and just all sorts of different things that you can come and check out. We have even a sewing machine.
Oh, my goodness. So if we need something, probably the first place we should at least ask is our local library.
Yes.
And see what they have.
Or if you just want to try something out before you buy it, we may have it. We even have a happy light, so you can get some light therapy from these winter blues.
Well, says to me you better check out your local library, and in order to support our libraries, you need to check out the trivia contest. Again, time, date, place?
It is at 5 o'clock on March 7th at the Griswold Community Center.
And register by March 1. Do that on Facebook at your local library or your local library, and have some great fun. So
yeah, it's $150 for a team and $20 for an individual.
Okay. Thank you so much to Lisa Matheny, who is the director of the Griswold Public Library, but a member of that Cass County Association. Until next time, here's a thought from Albert Einstein. The only thing that you absolutely have to know is the location of your library.